Hello, and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Campbell and Francis.
Yes, we have a special guest on the podcast this week.
Now, I was pretty annoyed because you said, hey, we got a special guest on the show this week.
Yep.
And I was like, and I replied, Elon Musk?
Yeah.
And what did you reply?
I think I replied, no, when you come over, you'll discover it's a dog.
Nope.
I had all of that typed.
Nope. You didn't say anything.
No.
So, I presumed Elon Musk. I was like, well, he didn't say no, so I guess that means definitely Elon Musk is going to be on the show. But then I find out it's a dog.
It's a dog, yeah.
So he, luckily, he's pretty cute. So.
At certain points, you may hear a pitter-patter of paws coming in and out of the room.
Yeah. Or a hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he talks. But, you know, that'd be great. Maybe write in if you have a question for Francis.
That's true. Yeah. I'll ask him anything.
Yeah. Meaning to laugh and stuff like that. He's very thought-provoking when it comes to it.
He's a philosopher dog.
Yep. Anyway, what have you been up to, Kim?
Okay, so this week, I went down to the Donut and Beer Festival, Nelson. I don't know if you heard about this, the Donut and Beer Festival.
Well, you don't like beer, so you went for... how about the donuts?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know.
What?
So, we got into the city.
Yep.
And then we walked down, I don't know, maybe 2-3 Ks. Like, not too far, but, you know, a distance in the city. Yeah. And we joined the line. Because there's a line to get to the Donut Festival.
Yeah.
It's pretty long. We're like, oh, we'll never come all this way. So anyway, we could see the line, and it goes around the corner, and then we could see the Donut Festival.
Okay.
And it was very small, so I'm like, okay, they've obviously not thought this maybe were going to turn up.
Yeah.
So we're waiting in line for a while, and people are like dropping off out of line, because it's like you're lining up like in the sun.
Oh, man.
So we're kind of waiting out, and then we reach the corner. And then once we reach the corner, we see that the line doesn't go into the donut festival. It goes back all around the corner.
Oh, my God.
And then goes back on itself to get in. And at this point, we've been in line for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And we were maybe halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So we went, nah, I think I'm just going to go to 7-Eleven. Yeah. We've got like a thing of Krispy Kremes from 7-Eleven instead.
Well, where'd you get the beer from?
Oh, just... you know, my beer dealer. Because you know how I'm like way into beer.
You're way into beer. Yeah. You actually have a beer dealer. Yeah. None of that store-bought rubbish.
But the only reason I bring this up, because I didn't really care. It's like, oh, yeah, well, obviously it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. They obviously didn't expect this many people.
Yeah.
But what I found funny and also infuriating is I went onto their Facebook page that day. And so many people were so angry about this.
Yeah.
And I remember just thinking, I'm sorry, is the free donut and beer festival that this city put on too busy for you? Is that your biggest problem in the world? So people are like, this is disgraceful. Yeah. I waited 2 hours in line to get a donut. I had to wait 2 hours. No, you didn't have to wait. You didn't have to wait 2 hours for anything.
Yeah. Some people are just so stupid. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I actually had a similar instance when I went to, I think maybe it was a food truck festival or something like that.
And that's essentially what this was. It was a little food truck festival.
Yeah, yeah. And the problem with that was, it was okay. It definitely, you didn't have to line up to get in, but because they had like just a huge area that, you know, could fit like thousands of people. But you did have to line up to each individual, you know, like...
Yeah, each individual thing.
Restaurant-y thing. But then the worst part was you'd be like, okay, I need to know what I want to get before I get to the front of the line, you know, to speed up the process.
Yeah.
And then you'd get up there and you'd be like, okay, they're out of everything except onion rings. Okay, we'll go to the next truck. And it was just the same thing. Yeah. It was just like even the people, you know, that had the food trucks were not prepared for the amount of people that they were going to get. Because I reckon probably 90% or more just ran out of food, and they were just towards the end, you know, there's just people only lining up at like 5 different food trucks because everything else is closed down. They're like, well, I got nothing left.
Well, yeah, now that we're on like food truck festival gripes.
Yeah.
I was at one maybe like 2 months ago. And when I went in there, there was right at the entry there was a churro truck. Like fresh churros. I'm like, end of the night, gotta get me some churros. Like for dessert, right?
Yeah.
So we went back there. I mean, when I say end of the night, I'm like, you know, like in an hour or so.
Yeah.
Once I've had, you know, some dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went back there and it was still open. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
But then I went, can I get some churros? We're out of churros.
What are you?
Why are you still open? Drinks. We're selling drinks.
Oh, that's so annoying. And he hasn't like put a sign out that says out of churros because they're luring people over.
Yeah.
I bet you were like, yeah, okay, I guess I'll take one of those.
Give me a Sprite.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of Sprite. Yeah. What do you got? Water.
With a tap.
Yeah, that's true.
What about you? What did you get up to this week, Nels?
This week, I had an interview this week, actually. Yeah, it's more like a informal, I kind of had a job come up, suggested to me.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm-hmm. They knew the people that owned the company, and they were looking for somebody who knew about the cinema industry, which was what it was about. And I think it was like a really good role for me. So this is awesome because I didn't even have to do a resume.
Yes.
I hate resumes.
Yeah.
It's just so boring. I have to update it.
Yeah. And I hate that you have to tweak it for every job you apply for.
I just want to send out a generic one.
Yeah. These are all the skills I'm good at. You pick the ones that you think are applicable to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make me do the work. Exactly. I don't want to work. Like, why will we give you this job? I mean, I do want to work, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get paid. But no, I think, so it went well. I have another one coming up this weekend, which was just exciting. To talk to the other partner of the business.
Interview on the weekend?
Oh, sorry, like next... After the weekend, right. On Wednesday or something.
Oh, yeah, the weekend.
I have another one. After the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Anyway, so, you know, hopefully I get that. It's for a startup company, so it should be pretty interesting. I think it's going to be probably, if I get it, the most intense job ever. Ooh. Because startups are just so, like, they're small.
Mm.
And there's a lot of work to do, essentially. Mm. So my role is, like, one thing, but then I'm probably going to have to expand
it. If I know anything about startups...
And I do.
And from what I've gathered from pop culture and movies, it'll be in some trendy, cool warehouse that's been refurbished. And the boss will be real laid back.
Yeah, there'll be sleeping pods and stuff
bean
like
bags.
That. Yeah. No, it's not. Well, I went to their offices and it's just a small room.
With
4 people. It'll be
like,
5 with
where
me.
Where do I chillax in here?
Yeah, that's right.
We're all pretty cruisy, yeah.
Where's the fancy lemongrass juice I've been hearing so much about?
This water, is it cold pressed?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but it seems a very trendy thing to do.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's all right. Where do I hang my bicycle, I think? But anyway, so that could be interesting. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one applying for the job.
Well, that's good.
So if I don't get it, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, we decided to go with...
We interviewed you. We decided... we're just not going to do this business anymore.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
You've really lowered our expectations.
If you are what's out there,
yeah,
we're just going to pack up shop, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, well, maybe they should. I'm the best they'll ever get. Maybe. Probably not. Anyway, do you know what else I noticed this weekend, right, is... I found a new awkward conversation to have with people from being unemployed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of people this week, like people in my building, I just bump up to. This is why nobody should small talk. You don't need small talk, okay? It's boring. People are probably going to lie most of the time because who wants to get stuck in a like lengthy conversation?
Mm.
But the question I got asked was, hey, got any plans for the long weekend? I was like, yep. Just what I normally do every day.
I'm on quite a long weekend at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. My weekend is really long. But it's just like so kind of funny. I had just a few conversations where I'm like, that, yeah, like, oh, what are you going to do this weekend? I don't know. I'll probably see the family or something. I don't know, like, I just have nothing. I don't want to say, be like, oh, well, I don't actually have a job at the moment, so it's not really a thing for me, because then that just leads into other stuff. Small talk. Don't get rid of it. Nobody needs it.
What do you think of the idea?
What if you accidentally insult somebody that doesn't have a job?
What do you think of the idea of replacing small talk with big talk, and you immediately go into really, really deep, personal things?
I would much prefer that.
So you run into someone in the elevator or whatever, and he's like, huh, so pro-life or pro-choice?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Man, that would just be an interesting... That would be a way more interesting conversation. I don't care about the weather or anything. I want to know about your stance on abortion.
Walk in there, and it's like, geez, waves acting as particles. What's up with that, am I right? Quantum mechanics.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think that'd be good. Just all the topics that you can't... Because, you know, there's like... faux pas when you're talking with friends, like, don't bring up religion, politics, things like that. But if it's a stranger,
the good thing about this podcast is we never do.
Yeah, I do. But if you're with a stranger, who cares? Throw those faux pas, you know, conversations away, because who cares? You might not see them again.
Yeah.
Although these are people in my building, so.
Find out what they think about immigration.
Exactly.
Like, just big questions.
Just get in there.
That's what I think we should start, is big talk.
Big talk.
Yeah.
All right. Starting it. In fact, listeners, if you have a conversation, just start with a big question. Say, big talk. And then report back to
or
us. How did it go?
Even if you see
did you
us,
get punched?
If you see us just walking down the street, looking aimless, as we often do.
Yep.
Just come up to us and be like, geez, you know, Syria. And we'll just have a chat about it.
Syria. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it. It's a good thing.
Wow.
We accomplished something.
Wait.
I'm glad
as
that...
we always do, copyright us. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Don't steal our ideas. No, I want people to do this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he's protecting everything that we say. I forget sometimes we want to spread things.
Yeah, exactly. Just sometimes. Not every time. Most of the time, don't steal our ideas. But if we allow you to, you may.
Yes.
Yes, that's how it works. One of those instances. All right, anyway. Let's go into Reddit on Reddit. That's what I have. This is by Alpha High 5. Yep. There's a photo.
Is that a play on? Because Alpha 5 is a cartoon. So maybe it's Alpha High 5. It's like a play on words.
I did not ask him.
No. Well, you've maybe lost a listener, Nelson.
I mean, Alpha is a lot of... like, it's the Greek letter in the alphabet and stuff like that. Could be lots of things.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So many things that could be. If you know, write in. Anyway. Okay. So it was a photo of a sign.
Yeah.
It said, when I die, I want the people I did group projects with to lower me into my grave so they can let me down one last time. It's so funny. And then I was like, well, okay, for one, this was just like a sign at the side of a, you know, restaurant. Some like trendy cafe restaurant thing. It's like,
probably a startup.
What are they? It probably was. That's how like weird it was. But I don't know why. And I've seen a few of these things. You know, some of them are like smart and witty I don't know, like reasons why you should come in and drink a beer. But this one, I was like, what? What is your purpose? What are you trying to get out of this? I don't know. Maybe it's just somebody really actually totally sour about group projects.
What do you think?
Maybe in the cafe. There was the boss cafe person.
Yeah.
And he said, Jimbo, Charlie, go outside, write a sign. And then Charlie was like, hey, Jimbo, can you do it? I'm going to go at the back, have a smoker.
I got this new Nintendo Switch. So yeah. I'm going to play this for a bit if you could just do the sign thing.
Yeah.
Chuck my name in there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Yeah. What do you think of funny signs?
I like funny signs.
Now, see, funny signs to me are
they have
akin,
to be relevant.
Are akin to like a funny T-shirt. Yeah. And I am very against funny T-shirts because nothing tells me quicker that you are not funny than to be like, look, hey, check out the shirt.
But
check how funny I am. If you were funny, you don't need a shirt to prove that.
What if they came up with the funny shirt? Don't judge people. They might have been the one that came up with that joke, and it could be like ironic.
I don't know. I'm talking about shirts like Bank of Dad.
Yeah.
Have you seen those ones?
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Actually, quickly off topic.
Yeah.
I got an email
from Bank of Dad.
From Redbubble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the site that we put a t-shirt on.
Jury nullification.
Funnily enough, I was watching a Suits episode and they talked about jury nullification. Anyway. And I was like, I know what that is because I had no idea what that was. I was like, this whole section would have gone over my head. Anyway, I learned something.
Yeah.
But I got a notification from Redbubble because not only did I make that shirt, but you might remember for my KK, my Santa, Secret Santa, I did the Kappa face thing.
Yeah.
Turns out that's copyrighted.
Oh.
So I got a thing from Redbubble saying Twitch, which is this live streaming gaming service, they must own the copyright to the Kappa face. And they said, we've taken this down because of copyright infringement. If you think this is wrong, you can, you know, put a claim in here.
It was going to be positive. Like, we made a sale. And I didn't
We almost got thrown in jail. Luckily, I put your name as the main account holder. Just in case.
Isn't it weird that Twitch owns someone's face?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... I don't really know how that works. Because it's like a photo,
image,
but yeah, so... I don't know. But you think it would be the guy. But maybe he works for me. I don't even know where the story of this thing is. He could be
part of Twitch.
Yeah. He could be like... He is the owner. I don't know. But anyway, what were you talking about? Bad t-shirts. Anyway, and before that, this thing, right? Signs out the front of places.
Yeah, just funny signs in general. You always see them in like reject shops and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, those ones are bad, like the Premier. But I mean, this is like a chalkboard thing.
Somebody's written
on the front of it, which I think is more...
They're fine. Because, yeah, that's someone writing it.
Yeah. I hope that... I definitely didn't say that at the start.
No.
You've just been thinking of something completely...
What you've done is explain this quite badly on what is an audio medium.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm looking at the photo. I'm like, how are you not getting it?
It's right there, Cambo. I don't get it. See, this is where me being ignorantly bliss about this whole show comes in handy for the listener.
Yeah, that's right.
And listener, I'm happy to be your surrogate.
Yeah, that's good.
Because what I don't understand, you don't understand. Except for things that I'm too dumb to understand. That you might understand.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you explained that.
Also,
it's pretty confusing.
The dog's been suspiciously quiet.
I know.
Ooh.
I think he's listening. Shh. Don't.
No, I got like,
don't disrupt.
He's still in the house.
Yeah, hopefully. Anyway. But what else was I going to say in that saying? Oh, yeah. People in group projects let me down.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I've let a lot of people down in group projects. I hope this doesn't come back to you. Bat me on the bus.
I feel like I strike a happy medium, like a yin and yang, because in some group projects, I'm like the alpha, and then other group projects.
Yeah.
For instance, we had, when I was in film school, we had a copyright class.
Mm. Yeah.
And we had the odd group time for that.
Yeah, right.
I was not leading the charge on those ones.
Yeah.
I was the guy setting my bit late. Going, oh, sorry. Got these copyright claim forms here for the...
Yeah. It does sound like a very boring group project.
Yeah, but there's certain kind of person that's like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
The guy that was on Redbubble was like, that's my thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Down with that thing.
Actually, funnily enough, I have been in that situation. I remember when I was in high school and I had a... I had a group project. We had to write a play.
Yeah.
And so I was in a group of guys that we were like the cool kids of the class. And so none of us really did any work. But then I was kind of forced to. I ended up doing it with my sister and we kind of like wrote this play.
Yeah.
And the idea was you had to write one play as a group.
Yeah.
And then each write an individual play.
Yeah.
So then you kind of got marked on these two things.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of did... Well, we just ended up having the one because none of the guys did their own and we didn't do one as a group. So then...
So you just had like your play.
Yeah, it was just my play. And so then we did the play. You had to act out the play.
Yeah.
And we did that. And then I remember afterwards speaking to the drama teacher and they were like, okay, so like this is the group one. Where's yours? And I was like, no, that was mine. And... Nobody else did anything. So, I mean, I just totally, like, threw the rest of my
group under the bus. Yeah, I was like, I'm not taking a bullet for you.
And it was that day you marched out of drama class, picked up a chalkboard.
Yeah.
And wrote a sign outside a cafe.
Yeah, that's right. It's from, yep.
Twist, you didn't know it was Nelson all along.
I am Alpha High Five. And I'll tell you what it means.
Nothing. It means nothing.
Anyway. So, yeah. That's my story.
Yeah, nice.
What did you think? Good? Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. All right, I have another one here. This could turn into a little bit of a Nelson rant. I'm not sure.
That's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah, well, it's about to be.
It is not about us ranting our weird opinions about absolute gibberish.
Yeah, that's true. It's very factual.
Based. Yeah. It's well-researched, very neutral.
Yeah.
We don't give our opinions much.
Imagine how boring that would be.
And we take pride in it.
Yeah.
We take pride in this show.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't upload if we didn't think it was the best.
Yeah. Anyway, this is by Avocado Tree LMAO. I don't know why that's so funny. Avocado Tree, laugh my ass off. This doesn't... Anyway, maybe there's just a backstory, but what? Anyway. Okay. When you find yourself stressed, ask yourself one question. Mm-hmm. Will this matter in 5 years from now? If yes, then do something about the situation. If no, then let it go. Seems to make sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like nice. What I was thinking
is
I actually really don't like this.
No, I don't like it much either.
For one, just how vague their solutions are.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter in 5 years, then let it go. And if it does, do something about it. who is like super stressed and is not actively trying to rectify the situation?
My car's broken. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess I won't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's right. Or let's say it's a situation where you might do, maybe your loved one is going in for open heart surgery, right? You could be just stressed about that. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't necessarily do anything about that.
Yeah.
But you're not going to let it go either.
And you also won't know whether it matters in 5 years' time, do you?
Exactly.
So, maybe you go in and visit your mom. She's like, you seem very calm. Well, mom, this won't matter in 5 years'
time. Yeah, exactly.
Potentially. So,
it's just
nothing I can do about it. Anyway, good luck.
I just think it's a really fake sentiment, you know? It's like fake. It's really poor advice because it doesn't actually solve anything.
No, and again, my example of car broken down. Will it matter in 5 years? No. I still want to fix it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm still stressed
in 5 years' time, I'll just get a new car, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. It just seems so dumb. And I was so annoyed when I read this because, you know, it had heaps of upvotes. Everybody's saying, yeah, great advice. Like, what? What are you talking about? There's no advice to it. The only thing that I would accept is, like, if you're stressed, then take a deep breath in, deep breath out. You know, like, something that's, like, very particular, like, almost scientific, perhaps, that it's like, oh, well, we've found that if you, you know, take a few deep breaths when you're stressed, you lower your stress level. Maybe there's something like that. But I don't know. This is just useless information.
There is a piece of pseudo-advice that... Can you hear noises?
What?
It's some kind of banging noise.
Yeah, it's probably just a dog tearing up the place.
Dog, stop it!
Yeah, he stopped.
What was it, dog? All right. Anyway, there was a bit of like pseudo advice that I sometimes give people when they're stressed out, and it's more of just a fun saying than anything. But I find it tends to calm people down, which is, if you worry, you die, and if you don't worry, you die. Why worry?
Yeah.
And again, it's just if people are kind of having a bit of a time, you go, oh, look, if you worry, you die. If you don't worry, you die. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah. But I think that is bullshit. Obviously. Yeah.
That's right. There's some times where it's actively helpful to worry. Like,
my car is teetering off this cliff. Look, if you worry, you die. If you don't worry, you die. You know what I'm saying?
I think it, for the same reason of this, like, I actually think being stressed sometimes can be a benefit.
Yeah, oh yeah, because you stress for a reason. I mean, most people stress for a reason.
Yeah, that's right. There's probably some people that, you know, are stressed for little to no reason all the time, and it's ruining their life, impacting their health.
Yeah.
But I could just imagine that, it's most of the time when people are stressed, it's fine, okay? Yeah. Just
The advice should be, when you find yourself stressed, just know that everything's going to be okay in the end.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to be stressed for the rest of your life. If that gives you some sort of comfort, fine. Do that. That's my advice.
Yeah. Right? Not as pithy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't write that on a chalkboard outside a cafe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you could try. People would have to think about quotes.
Yeah.
Would it look good on a chalkboard outside of some trendy cafe?
That's true. I'm going to think about that all the time now. Yeah.
Mine does.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's true. But anyway, I don't know. The stupidest thing, I mean, I know I already mentioned this, but it's just that they have no actual answer. That's just, kills me. Anyway.
So. That was Nelson gets rant. To me.
There's no answer. Anyway. All right, now let's move on to Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I learned. All right, today I learned. This is by C. Brower. Today I learned of Forrest Fenn, an 85-year-old millionaire who buried $2 million worth of treasure and wrote a book about it. The treasure ranges from gold nuggets the size of chicken eggs to sculptures dating back to the Ming Dynasty. He said that hunters have come within 250 feet of the treasure. This is so cool.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of
legacy I want to
live. I know. I want to be a millionaire and then just bury heaps of cool stuff and write a book about it. That's just awesome. Mm. I reckon it's such a fun thing to do. And now, I'm thinking let's go find it. Canberra.
That's true, yeah.
I got a lot of time.
Yeah.
I can.
We'll do it quickly before you have your next interview. Yeah. Just in case.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or if they
don't find it, I'm screwed.
The normal question interview is like, oh, great. Do you have any leave coming up we should know about?
Yeah.
Oh, me and my buddy, we do a podcast about the internet. We are going to go treasure hunting a dead millionaire's treasure.
Yeah. So we're planning to do that next month and potentially indefinitely until we find it. Yeah. So.
And then I'm cool to do with whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever this is.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds great otherwise. But no, I just thought that was really, really awesome. But I was also thinking, okay, this guy,
yeah,
Forrest Fenn, if you've buried treasure, right? Okay, you've got, I don't know whether it's one hidden treasure or whether it's lots of different hidden treasures.
Yeah. Like whether it's all in one location or whether it's spread out.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Like maybe the chicken eggs are in one location and the Ming Dynasty sculptures are in another. Yeah.
Or maybe it's like a national treasure-esque underground vault.
Whoa, that'd be cool. Mm. He had millions of dollars. He could probably do that.
That's ideally what you'd want to find.
That's exactly what you'd want.
What I want is a flaming torch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I go through some cobwebs into this in the entryway and light the little wick and it lights up the room and there's all the treasure everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I also want to be able to find some sort of ceramic object that I put exactly, I fit it exactly into a little crevice and I turn it the correct amount of degrees that I've already calculated from clues and it opens up a big, that's what I want.
You know what I want to see?
Yeah.
You put the little ceramic thing in the key and you turn it and it's all dusty. You go, tick, 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 and you go, oh wait, the door's open. And you push it over and no, you didn't close it. No.
He totally ruined his own thing. I could have come here in the first place. I didn't need to.
I'm just going to close this so I can do the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's way cooler.
Yeah. And then it breaks.
When you retell the story, leave that bit out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
cooler
if I do the thing with the ceramic bit.
Yeah. Okay, but this is what I was thinking as well. If you have put it all in one location, right, that's got to be a big hole or cave or whatever, like big something.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has definitely killed the people that have worked on burying the treasure. As if you're going to have, you would need more than, you're an 85-year-old millionaire, right? You're not doing the grunt work.
Yeah.
This guy has got a crew of people, be like, hey, I'm just going to bury some of my stuff here, and then drink this.
You reckon there's some kind of foreman that's come down and be like, oh, we've built that underground lair that you wanted. Do you want us to move anything in there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. And then
the guy's like, yes, come to this cliff edge. Bring your men to this cliff edge.
No, I think they you'd still have to get them to put everything in as well. A Ming Dynasty statue, that's not light. So that's like, you need people to actually put every single thing in there.
Here's the thing.
Then you kill them. In fact, I bet you, if you open up this cave, there will be the skeletons of the people that buried it. He just closed the hatch.
New theory.
Okay.
None of this treasure is there anymore.
Okay.
Because he hired a team of people.
Yeah.
And he's been like, we need to build an underground bunker for all my treasure.
Yeah.
And they did it and they moved to Orland. He's like, all right, now don't tell anyone where it is.
Yeah.
And then he died and then it went straight on back.
It's a good point.
Cleared it out.
Yeah. Well, that's the
exact And he point. Died being like, ha, they'll never find my treasure.
Yeah.
That's why no one's found it. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
The guys that made the weird we're just assuming it's an underground bunker here.
I think it definitely is.
The guy that made the weird underground bunker and his team, they've got it all. They've got all the Ming Dynasty things.
That's true. It's probably exactly what happened.
It's why, like,
no, I still think this guy would murder.
Go around to, like, you know, a guy, like a tradie, go around to his house. It's like a nice kind of little suburban house. And he's, what's that? Is a statue in your backyard?
Yeah, it's from Ming Dynasty.
Oh yeah, how'd you go?
Oh, it's you know, work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Next to the perks of the job. To the Black and Decker.
Yeah.
And the barbecue. That's from the Ming Dynasty. That one. That's Brazos artifact. And, yeah. Oh, got a new patio just over there. As well.
Yeah. And some golden chicken eggs. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to research this.
Yeah.
Can't be. Because if there's one thing I want,
mm-hmm.
it's free money.
Yeah. And lots of it. Can we make a promise that if we find this treasure, we'll get better audio equipment?
Yeah.
That's true. These do work just fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Waste not wasting my $2 million. No, I think, why would I do anything after I get that much money?
That's true, yeah. So he's saying if you win this money, well, not win, if you find this money, this podcast is over.
Oh, yeah, done. If I get any form of success, this podcast, I'm waiting for this podcast to be over.
Oh, if you get this job, we're done.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
No, it's only still a startup there. So there's like, you know, like risky chance maybe it doesn't catch on. But anyway.
So, like,
I'm out of here.
The listeners will know that if you get this job, you're just here to see whether this startup goes anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're out of here.
Listeners will know when we just suddenly stopped doing episodes. Yeah. We're like, oh, Nelson did well.
Yeah. Hey, Nelson came into some money.
Yeah, I'm glad for him. That's what's going to happen. And hopefully it's just before we say, well, we're just off on our trek to find $2 million.
Yeah.
And they'll know.
Last episode.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, I have another one here.
Okay.
Bart Sobrell lured Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, to a hotel to interview him for a documentary. Sobrell, poking Aldrin with a Bible, called him a thief, liar, and coward, demanding he swear the moon landing was staged. Instead, Aldrin punched Sobrell and was not prosecuted.
Yeah. No, there's a video of this.
I know. I saw the video.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Because there were some people, I saw it on YouTube, and YouTube comments are the worst.
Yeah.
But there's some people in the YouTube comments going, I can't believe he physically assaulted that guy. That guy was way up in Buzz Aldrin's face.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, Buzz Aldrin was being pretty restrained, trying to ignore him. Yeah.
He was pretty harsh. He was basically saying, like, he called him a thief and a liar lots of times before the final punch.
Right up to his face, and Buzz Aldrin was ignoring it.
Yeah.
And he was trying to walk away, and the guy was following him.
Yeah.
And then just a little clock to the face ended it all.
Yeah. And
violence, but I think that Buzz Aldrin was way within his rights to do that.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think Buzz Aldrin is just, like, the coolest person.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I don't even care about Neil Armstrong.
He's great.
Although I think it is funny that in this article, they had to specifically mention he was the second man that walked on the moon. If you just said Neil Armstrong, you'd be like, okay, sure.
It's like Neil Armstrong has been, like, it's somehow in his contract being like, you refer to me always as the first man on the moon.
Yeah.
But you refer to him always as second man on the moon.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Probably. Do you reckon he came up with that line, by the way?
It was written. He actually mispronounced that line. Yeah, so he said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah.
And it was pretty close, but it was meant to be, I take one small step as a man, but I'm taking one giant leap as mankind.
I like his version better.
Well, the thing, like,
it's just like simplified.
Thing is, he's not an actor, is he? He's an astronaut. No, he was on a foreign land for the first time in history. You're like, you flubbed your line, Neil.
That's what they wanted you to believe.
Yeah, it's true.
But he was an actor because it was all staged. Huh? That's true. This was just part of it because
Buzz Aldrin's here. Buzz Aldrin!
Yeah, get him, Buzz. I'm on Buzz's set. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. But I still think it's surprising. I was going to say as well, this Sabrell guy, he actually did apologize, apparently, to Buzz afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he was out of line.
Buzz, I'm sorry. You're such a liar and a thief!
Yeah. I think, I find it pretty amazing that people believe that the moon landing was staged.
Mm.
It just seems so...
But the flag, Nelson! The flag!
Well, I think the thing is, like, that's the point. There were images that were definitely doctored because I think there's stuff that, like, it would look more boring. They want to have the flag show the American flag, you know. And so I
the shadows, Nelson!
I know, yeah. It's like, the shadows thing is, like, I don't know what it is.
Oh, the shadows don't align for where the sun should be. It's all nothing.
Yeah. But anyway, my point was, I think the photos are doctored and that's totally fine. Yeah. Who gives a crap? But they definitely went up there. And the fact that people think that it's great. I mean, maybe you could say that. I don't know. Because I guess you could theoretically stage it, right? Because a lot of arguments against it is, well, they still had to build the spaceship.
Yeah.
They still had to go up there. They still had to have a team of people, you know, working on this.
Yeah.
But theoretically, you only need... Because going into space wasn't big news, right? Yeah. That, so you could still send them up in space. You don't really need to... Only those people plus, like, one other really needs to know that they didn't do it if they wanted to stage it, right? I'm not saying they did.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those crazy people.
Yeah.
But you could just send the rocket up there.
Yeah.
And then release the footage with their voices and stuff. You can't see in their, you know, spacesuit.
It's true. Why didn't they take their suits off if it was
so
real?
That's right. And there was sun because the shadows and stuff would have been hot.
Yeah.
Still kept them on.
And the flag, Nelson. What about the flag?
And the flag.
But here's my thing. But like if it was faked, right? It was done on a soundstage, as the legend goes.
Yeah.
So you would have had to cater a full crew and whatnot for this shoot. And nobody...
I don't think you would.
No, you would. In this day and age, no. But in the 60s, which is when they did it, to get something televised on TV like that and set up a whole... You need to make a soundstage that is the moon.
Yeah.
There would be people involved, right?
Yeah.
And that no one has even slightly twigged or said something incriminating in that time. In the age
because
of, like, WikiLeaks.
They were murdered.
Right.
Oh, it's obviously.
All their skeletons are in that cave
and
as well.
And do you think people were searching for the bodies of directors and gaffers and stuff, stuff like that? No. Nobody cared about them. It was all about the space thing. Little did they know. They were connected. Okay? I'm just saying. Broaden your mind, Kembo.
It's
okay?
True. I should.
What if? What if? Ask yourself that. Anyway. All right.
This is big talk.
This is big talk. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get into an elevator with someone. Hey, do you think the space landing was staged? Big talk.
And then if they say no, what about the flag? It moved!
And the shadows! Anyway. Okay. Let's move on to shower.
Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This is by Jasifer. Ironically, the internet was used to save us time. That's a pretty good point.
Yeah, it's a great point.
It's like, oh my god, I think, like, just recently, right?
Yeah,
I've been there's been some qualifying matches for Dota, which is a game I play all the time.
Yep.
And there's people doing 24-hour streams.
Yeah.
And because there's just like, you know, probably a few hundred games or something.
Yeah.
Because they do qualifiers in each region around the world. And, you know, there's like group stages and there's something else. And so I have pretty much just been watching Dota like 24 hours. And I'll like go to bed and then, but I'll still have my laptop open because I've moved from the couch to where I was watching it to my bed. Open up my laptop, start watching it. And I'm like falling asleep, kind of watching this thing. I'm like, man. The internet is just totally screwed over.
Yeah.
Any chance of me being productive in my life?
Do you find that it plays havoc with your attention span?
Yeah.
If I'm doing something that isn't the internet, right? So I'm like reading or watching something. I find that like one of my eyeballs starts wandering over to like my phone and I'll start unlocking it and I'll start just scrolling through like, you know, like Facebook or,
yeah.
Some news websites that I go to.
Yeah. Or Reddit.
I love Reddit. and then I'm like, and then I'll catch myself going, what am I doing? No, I'm doing something else.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think like, it's just so, I have the exact same thing, I think. Like, so I'm doing something else. I always have my phone. I'm always just browsing nonsensical stuff. Yeah. At least partly I can use it as an excuse for this podcast.
Yes. But,
look how productive I'm being by looking at pictures of dogs.
By us essentially shouting into the void, which is what this podcast is.
Exactly. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. But on the other hand, the internet does save you a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had this epiphany once. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it really an epiphany? Like, I don't know, a realization.
Yeah.
One day I was... just like driving somewhere. I don't know, it was in my car. And I was listening to Respect by Aretha Franklin. Is that who it was from?
Yeah.
Did I just make that up? No. Is that a right person?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was like, you know what? There's a part in the song where she goes, RSPCity.
Yep.
Find out what it means to me. RSPCity. Oh, and then she says, take care, TCP. But I never knew what that said. In fact, I thought it said, take out TCP or TCE, I don't know, something like that. And I was like, what is that line? And then I got out my phone, I Googled it, and I found the lyrics, and I found out that it says take care TCB, which is take care, taking care of business. TCB was the shorthand of taking care of business.
Which is a different song.
Which is a different song.
Taking care of business.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But I think it was actually a phrase that they used a lot, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know, lol.
We get you, millennials.
Yeah.
Am I right? Upside down smiley emoji.
Yeah. But in that moment, I was like, that was just so amazing, right? Because could you imagine not having the internet at that time? Like, it was useless information. I didn't really need to know it.
Yeah.
But it was just the fact that information was so readily available to me. I could search this song that was created, you know, years ago, and I could find out exactly what it says, and then the meaning behind that as well. And then, you know, and I did it so easily. And if you tried to do that back in the day, you might have to go to like a library, see if there's like some lyrics on the song specifically.
You would have to stalk Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And then
ask her in person.
Yeah. Like, you know, break into a house.
Yeah.
Lock the door. Like, Miss Franklin, stop screaming, stop screaming. Now you have a song.
Yeah.
Respect. And there's a little line I couldn't quite understand.
Yeah. What does that say?
I have a similar... thing that I do, it's like a fascination that I'm always kind of googling, which is when I hear a phrase that I hear all the time, like a common phrase, and then I'll go, where the hell do they say that? And I always look it up.
Yeah, those are good ones. Yeah,
problem with that is there's a lot of contradictory stories out there about where the sayings are coming from, but the thing is I can learn it instantly.
Right,
and that's the thing, people in this day and age, and I'm gonna realize how, like, this is gonna be a really dumb statement, so
okay,
but people should never be wrong, right? Because they have the ability to check everything they're saying.
Theoretically, yeah. I think that's right. I mean,
like, we're wrong all the time on a podcast that's about the internet. We should never be wrong.
Yeah,
we should always have people to check well the facts.
Stuff that's opinion based, you can. Yeah. But you know, like what blows my mind is something like global warming.
Yeah.
You know, where people still have two sides to that story.
Yeah.
Idiots. Yeah. Just total morons.
Yeah, it's obviously a hoax.
Exactly.
Perpetrated just by like the Chinese.
The moon landing. But it yeah, it's things like that just totally blow my mind, and how I guess sometimes information can be damaging in that mm-hmm. respect, because yeah. people are getting lies as well as truth. Although, funnily enough, I was speaking to my parents
yep.
just the other week, and we were talking about how I actually think there's a generational gap, right? And it's actually younger people that are understanding more so on the internet there are some fallacies.
Yes.
Rather than the, you know, older generation, I think.
I totally agree with this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, there is. It's like a general, I don't know where it lies in age-wise or generation-wise.
And it's not like a definite cutoff point, you know.
But sure. There are some people, perhaps older, being like, well, it's on the news, it is true.
Exactly, yeah. Because when, back in their day, the news was the news. Yeah. That was the truth.
Yeah.
But now it's just created in fluff. I remember there was a John Oliver episode mm-hmm. on the media, on news, and he was talking about this...
Research results?
Was it? I don't know. It was about this guy who...
He talks about scientific studies and how the news report on them.
No,
but that one's
good as well. No, I remember he was just talking about like free media in general and how the thing that was making the online news companies money was these like fluff stories, clickbait stuff, and nobody's actually getting any real news done, essentially, because it doesn't make money. So, I thought, what do you say? What you got really shocked for a second.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard the doorbell and then I got a message. I thought something was up.
Okay.
Thought the dog had got out and you're trying to get back in.
He just rang the doorbell. Yeah, he doorbell.
Texted me.
Hey, it happened again. You should really lock the door. Well, he's gave me such a weird look.
Sorry. It just threw me for a second.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey, dog. Here's a good example of this. The dog is a perfect segue. There was that footage of the film A Dog's Purpose, where the dog's being tortured and thrown into cold water, right?
Right.
And it went on Facebook and said, dog tortured on the set of movie, because that's a great title.
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did some research. Not true.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not true. Did you see many people report that?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't grab you as much.
Exactly.
False claims of dog being hurt. That's not exciting. And the thing is, not only was it false and people were publishing the story before, because there was an investigation.
Yeah.
Investigation from Peter, who I have my problems with anyway, but investigated, and even they said, nah. The American Humane Society, which is the one that at the end says no animals have been harmed, they investigated, and Amblin, the company that made the movie, all investigated, and they found that the video was edited. They showed the dog trying to get in the water and didn't want to, and then it cut, and then the dog was in the water completely separate times of the day.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Dog didn't want to go in the water, they didn't put it in the water.
Yeah.
Later on, the dog went in the water, it was fine.
Yeah, right.
But here's the thing, not only did all those report on it before any of that was done, they didn't take down the stories after it was proven as
well. That is the worst part, I think.
So that keeps circulating around.
Exactly. Like, you see something like that, right? I can imagine somebody gives somebody else some footage, and that's what you see. You go, I'm going to write a story about that because that's bad. You know, treatment of animals. That's fair enough. You have your right to do that.
Yep.
But as soon as you're proved wrong, that you took that out of context, you should be like, oh my God, take that down the article, apology article to come up. I've seen the same thing actually with YouTubers.
Yeah.
For somebody, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like some YouTube guy claiming something and then he did an apology video, but he left both videos up. And the one that was the claim had like a million more views than his apology. It's like, you're not doing this right, you know? You can't just... But obviously, you're getting a ton of money from the views of one of those videos.
So, there's a guy, and I watch him every single morning on YouTube, right?
Mm.
He's called Philip DeFranco. He's got, I think, like 5 million subscribers or something.
Yeah.
And he does a new show every morning on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what I like about him is he's very even. So he reports both sides of things and then gives his opinion at the end. But also, he has a saying, which is, I don't want to break it first. I want to break it right.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how I found out about that, the story about the dogs.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a good way to be. Be skeptical about everything, yeah. Double check, and then form an opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing that people don't do is check things that are against what they believe.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like...
it's not human nature.
What, Trump's new medical bill is awful. Well, why don't you do some research into it and read some articles, people that like it, and see what they're saying that's good about it, exactly. And then form your own opinion.
Yeah, that's
how that works.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was talking to my parents about this as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would be great. And I feel like this is happening somewhere where you need some of those news outlets to be funded by the public.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine... I would pay, you know, do one of those like Patreon things, yeah. Where you like subscribe for a while.
Again,
and
that's how Philip DeFranco works.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't make his money through a network or a big company. Yeah. He makes his money through people that watch him because they like that he's very even.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's the point. You need to actually, you know, those are the sources that you need to trust. Yeah. And maybe coming back to what I said, that's the generational thing, yeah. where you know, the younger generation understands that. They don't know, actually, look at where, like, the incentive that these people have to do what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then decide on that as to whether their story holds much claim. But an older generation might just read the story and that's it, sort of thing.
Exactly.
But anyway. What a fun bit of attention. That came from, ironically, the internet we used to save us time.
We're in like a big fake news tangent.
Anyway, I have another shower thought.
Oh, okay.
There was only one shower thought. Here's another one.
There was only one. Oh, my God.
Guys, this is by Pyrodemon333. You're supposed to become a pro after 10,000 hours. But I'm 200 hours into life, and I still have no idea what I'm doing. I know. Like, how do you become a pro at life?
Well, I am a pro at life, so yeah. Let me explain.
Tell me, please. First of all, share your wisdom.
Ignorance is bliss.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, do I agree with that one.
Do not check on anything.
That's why...
It is great.
That's why, while I know global warming mm-hmm. exists, I choose to ignore it.
Yep.
And then I don't have to be responsible for anything.
Yeah. It's like the meme of the guy, you know, if you can't dot 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 if you don't dot dot dot. That's how you should be about life.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. It was a poor explanation there.
Yeah,
well, if nobody's seen that before, you have no idea. But anyway.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it, so I don't know why people don't understand this.
But anyway, I thought that's funny. I was like, yeah, I didn't like what is being
I
got no idea.
Isn't it funny, you know, the ripe old age that we are now.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, looking back on things that you used to assume as a kid were, like, infallible, like teachers.
Mm.
I know teachers.
Yeah, I know.
They're idiots.
I know. Some teachers, and I'm like, you shouldn't bloody be teaching. This is terrible.
Know. And I don't think we're smarter than teachers, but I also know that people about our intelligence are also teachers.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't know anything. I wouldn't be teaching anyone anything.
I think the same as police, actually.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to see them as, you know, like, you know, people that had better moral judgment.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But no. There's some people that I'm like, they definitely should not be police.
No.
People that are just, like, power hungry in some way. You know, like, not all, but, you know. I was like, they shouldn't be. Yeah. That's not what a policeman is in my childish mind.
And I have just come to the conclusion that no one knows what they're doing anyway. No matter who they are, no one has any idea what they're doing, which is why you should just apply for any job. Who cares?
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And if not, you pretend that you do.
Because that's what everyone else is doing.
That's right. I mean, in life in general. I pretend what I'm doing.
Do you think that normal? Elon Musk has any idea what he's doing? So then they're like, oh my God. And then he like, it did out of his brain goes, oh, so the South Australia energy crisis? And then his brain goes, shut up. What are you doing? I'm going to do that. 100 days, I'll fix it or it's free. Now I'm going to work this out. Okay. Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
you've done it now, Musk.
He puts himself into a sticky situation, has to claw his way back out.
But again,
and he probably does it.
Advice from a billionaire. It's the Richard Branson motto. Someone asks you to do something and you don't know how to do it, say yes and just figure it out later.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I get by.
Yeah.
I've done plenty of jobs that I don't know how to do. I pretend I know how to do confidently.
Every video job I ever do.
Yeah, that's right.
You're like, yo, you filmed a movie premiere before. And I go, yeah, yeah,
Yeah. All the time. Oh,
Very similar stuff. Yeah.
Anyway, thought that one was funny.
I mean, if any potential clients are listening, that's not true.
Yeah, just joshing. Yeah.
I filmed everything.
Yeah. All right. Time for Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Mr. Horsehead. That's a good one. What was the hip new thing that made you realize you weren't with it anymore / didn't want to be with it anymore?
Ah, Simpsons quote.
What?
It's a reference to The Simpsons.
Is it really?
Yeah. Homer says to his dad, "You don't understand, Dad. You're just not with it." He says, "I used to be with it. Then they change what it was. And what I was with wasn't it. And what it was weird and scary, and I didn't want to be a part of it anymore."
Don't doubt that that's from The Simpsons. But I don't think they came up with, you know, what with it actually was. it's a very strange thing.
We can edit this out so I don't look like a complete fucking idiot.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, I've had a really weird day.
it was really funny.
I was at good. Work, I like and it. I was holding a book in my hand, and for no reason at all, I just dropped it. I don't know. Yeah. It's been one of those days.
You bloody idiot.
Yeah. Mine is probably music.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think with my music
Bieber.
Taste. Yeah. You like all of it. I like with my music taste, I think I'm around 40.
Yeah.
And I discover things way late as well.
Yeah.
Just the other day, I said to someone, listen to that, song Same Love by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was out like 3 years ago. Like, yeah, it's good though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's.
But
yeah, you're not with it.
No, not at all. Yeah, I think music, I have a little bit of like older taste. When I say like older taste, like as in artists, not like older artists in general, as in like I like, you know, church groups and stuff.
Yeah.
But like music from about 15, 20 years ago. It seems to be my wheelhouse of music I really enjoy.
Yeah, well and I was that's kind of the same as me.
Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's something controversial. Probably there's a ton of subscribers and listeners. What is the deal with Beyonce? I do not get it. She seems like a real pretentious twat.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
really... And the thing is, her music isn't that good.
Yeah, I don't.
So people like put her up on this pedestal as like this amazing thing. Like that photo she posted when she was pregnant. Did you see that?
Maybe. Yeah.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. She was like had this like cloth over her head, and she was like in her underwear, and she's poking her belly out. Flowers everywhere.
Yeah. People thought
that's
it was amazing.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It looks like, you know, when you go to the supermarket or like the shopping center, and there's like the star portraits. The glamour shots.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those photos, but like the worst version of that.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Like, oh my god, it's beautiful.
Really? Yeah.
No, it's not. It's really dumb.
I think some things like that, yeah, are just like people think more highly, and not just of her. I think of famous people in general.
Yeah.
When somebody does something like that, you know, people think it's so much more amazing than it just is. You know, she was like. She was probably like, oh, I just want to do this. I have an idea for this photo. This is what I want to do.
No, I reckon she's got a God complex. There's a couple of people I think generally have God complexes, and I reckon she's one of them.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I am there. I think I am the next big thing in music. Like,
yeah.
I am it.
Like, I don't know.
Like, if you ever seen her concerts, and I've seen little bits of them, they're all just wank. Like, so much wank.
But I think you have to do that.
Yeah,
I think if you're a performer, you have to pretend that you're the best, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
and look, I would, like, maybe if I met her, she'd be super down to earth. But I just, her music isn't very good, and I don't get why people love her so much.
Yeah.
She's a very average musician, and I don't understand why. I think the reason that she's the most popular one from Destiny's Child is complete luck.
Yeah.
I have no idea why it was her and not the other ones, who I don't know what their name is. I think one of them was Kelly Rowland.
That's exactly the point, Gamba. Yeah. You don't know them.
Just like I think that The Hunger Games isn't the best movie. It was just the first one after Twilight that filled that gap in the market. The Maze Runner is just as good. Yeah. All the other rubbish is just as good.
I don't know. I liked The Hunger Games.
Me too. It's fine.
Yeah.
It was just the first. It was completely lucky.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for some of these things, like for famous people in general.
Yeah.
I definitely will in future on this podcast, but I try not to judge famous people too much because I know that there's like who they actually are and what they actually show they are can be different. And maybe it's the same or maybe whatever. Like, and I think for, you know, the same reason that I think some people are really cool, like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I think he's such a cool person. But that might be totally false. He might be the biggest jerk in the world. Like, I don't know.
Fun fact about Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
He does not believe in vaccines.
Oh, yeah. See, already one of those things that I just like, I like to think that, but I know deep down.
Yeah.
Who knows who that person actually really
and
is.
And you're completely right. Like, and the same with people will refuse to watch a movie with Tom Cruise. Because, like, he seems like a nutcase. Doesn't mean he's not a good actor.
Yeah, you know, that's
he's
right.
still good at what he does. Yeah. But that's my point with people say is I don't think your music is very good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's what it is. It's music for me
that
makes me feel like I'm not with it.
You're not with it.
And I don't necessarily... I don't know if I want to be with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? Do you have a
thing? Yeah, I think I have two things.
Yeah.
One is very simple. It's Snapchat. I got it for a little while.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't understand this. I don't really like it. Yep. I think I'm just going to be, you know, one of those people that just opts out. You know? And people are like, oh, have you got Snapchat? No, I don't.
But Nelson,
too many dick pics.
How do you get a photo of you with the dog features without Snapchat?
And that's the thing that shits me the most, actually. When people post all these photos, like, I don't... this is exactly why I don't want to have it and why I'm okay to not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I think is a little bit more general, right? Because that's like one specific thing where it's like, okay, I don't want to be with the Snapchat crowd.
Yeah.
But I think growing up and using the general term with it was when I was younger, being sort of like more... nerdy and into whether it was like you know, games in particular really and like just sort of pop cultural stuff.
But Nelson, this contradicts your point before when you were the coolest kid in drama class.
Oh, that's true.
Stick to your narrative there, Nelson.
Yeah, I was the coolest kid in drama class that did the work.
Wait a minute. You weren't the coolest kid at all. Guys, do the work. I'm trying to be the coolest kid in class. And they're all like out there smoking. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's right.
You think smoke is cool? You know what's doing cool? You know what's cool? Doing your work is cool.
That was my argument every day to them.
And then the teacher gave you coolest kid in class award. Like, yes, told you
I knew
guys.
It was true.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. But no, just the idea that it was like, you know... because when you're growing up, it wasn't cool to like those things. And then I think eventually I was just like, you know what? I like this stuff. Yeah. I'm just going to stop trying to, you know, pretend that I don't or do other stuff. I'm like, I'm just going to do what I like. And then that's...
When do you think that epiphany happened for you?
I don't really think it was any like particular time as such. I think there was... I think it happened slowly. I think partly what it had to do with, right, is my dad... thought games are really stupid. Still does.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that there was a point, and again, I don't know exactly when, where I was just happy to say to my dad, you know what? I don't care. I like playing games, you know? But, you know, like when you're younger, it's kind of hard to go against your parents in a way. I'm probably making it sound a little bit more like my dad's this weird Nazi it's, you know, but there's nothing like that. He was just like, he just thinks they're kind of stupid and they don't really benefit you. But I think it just sort of came to this point where I, you know, accepted with myself, you know what? I like games. I like playing them. It's what I am, the person that I am. And you know, the time that I was able to say that to my dad or whatever, then that's kind of the point where I was like, okay.
See, I remember specifically, it was around... That's like year 9. How old are you then? Like 16?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah. I remember around then, I remember one day just being like, I just like this stuff, so who cares?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Because I remember at the time, because I've always read comic books. I've read comic books for ages. And
yeah.
I was reading Civil War. That was what was happening in the comics at the time. And people were like, what are you reading comics? Like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And then skip to, what is it, like, depressingly, like 15 years later? Yeah. Almost, and then...
No, you're not 31.
No, I am. It's quite cool to like that stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. It's and funny, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, it's like
I was right all along.
Yeah.
You're the ones that are nerds.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of the same with games in a way.
Absolutely it is.
The way that it's coming around.
We were right. Everything that we thought was cool as a kid is cool.
We were just ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your opinion on people that jump on bandwagons with things? So say you've loved Dota forever.
Yeah.
You know, and then something comes up and everyone's like, yeah, I love Dota 2.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Do you not care? Or does it annoy you?
I don't think I would care.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Because
I think I'd be happy. I'd be like, awesome. I can talk to other people about Dota.
I've seen a lot with, obviously, like, every movie is now a comic book movie, right?
Yeah.
And there's all these fans like, you didn't even read them when you were younger. You don't even know it.
Yeah,
who cares?
They
can like it as much as they want to like it.
Yeah.
And you're still the biggest fan. It's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Them liking it doesn't change anything.
Yeah, yeah. You can know all the backstory or whatever, but that's fine. Yeah. It's your own thing.
You can know every change they made to the source material.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Yeah.
But they probably don't care either.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's fine too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Don't need to be precious about that stuff.
Nah.
All right, I have another one here. It's by SmokeMonkey97. If every single person had the same skin tone, what major issue/new issue in society would fill the spot of racism?
I mean, there are other things that do come up anyway. Things like sexuality.
Well, I kind of was thinking this, actually. I have to admit, after doing this, I was like, well, it's not necessarily that something would replace it. It's just that...
Something else would be a prominent issue.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Look, probably, like, what do you think, like, wealth gap?
Yeah, I think that could be.
Because there already is kind of a wealth gap at the moment, you know, like the whole 1%, 99% kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a great example just recently with, you know, they've replaced in America, they've replaced the Obama healthcare with the Trump healthcare, or that's what they're planning to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, oh, it's, you know, it's more expensive, which it is. But there was a spokesman on TV who, he's getting paid between $900,000 to $2 million a year.
Yeah.
And his defense was, well, you know, people need to prioritize. Maybe starting that new iPhone that you want so much, maybe you should invest in healthcare. I think that is the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
To think that all that poor people do is waste their money on frivolous stuff and they don't care about their health at all.
Exactly, yeah.
It's so dumb. It's that probably... attitude of being like, oh, you're all idiots. What are you? You and your poor money and your
Yeah, that's right.
I can have an iPhone. I've got heaps of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the thing. It's the understanding of what poor people, you know, go through as well.
Yeah.
From the rich person's perspective.
Yeah.
So, don't get the iPhone. There's probably plenty of poor people that struggle to eat, let alone, you know, thinking about getting an iPhone. And those are the people that need the health cover.
Like. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's also, health cover in America, $25,000. iPhone, far less than that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, you could get one of those super duper iPhones.
That's true.
Yeah, sends you to space.
Other ones.
No, no.
They come with healthcare, which is good.
That'd be so funny, actually, if Apple did some sort of promo where it was like, buy an iPhone, get some healthcare.
Yeah, it's like that'd a real fuck you to the government.
Yeah, exactly.
No, don't not buy an iPhone. We'll give you healthcare.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was thinking... It's going along the racism line is maybe just accents would be way more prominent,
okay.
Right? Because I think that, I mean, again, that still is a thing, but not so much. But I think if there's no skin tone, or everybody had the same skin tone.
Accents, do you think by nationality again or by prettiness of the accent? Because if we're going by prettiness of the accent...
Germans are...
Yeah. Well, so are Australians. It's not a good accent.
No, people like the Australian accent.
Yeah, overseas, so...
it's so
harsh and
yeah, g'day, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
where's the Eiffel Tower?
I only know a few Australians that actually have, I think, that stereotypical thick Australian accent.
So do I, until I go overseas and they're everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Those are the people that are representing us.
I remember when I was in New York, I was outside a theater and I could hear in the same group of people, we're just seeing the Book of Mormon or something, I guess. Oh, that was funny, wasn't it? Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah. And he must have heard me talk. And he goes, oh, you an Aussie?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Melbourne. Oh, Sydney, mate. Sydney. It's like, just so loud and obnoxious.
I know.
But why? Then I must have bumped into, like, weirdly, I don't know why, but I bumped into, like, 4 or 5 other Australians in that week. And they were all the same.
Yeah,
I don't know whether it's talking about when you go abroad that, like, your Aussiness, like, goes up.
I don't know, enhances. Yeah. Do you know what I find when I go overseas? I pick up, even if I talk to somebody briefly. I was talking to somebody the other day over the internet who was American. And I start picking up the accent, like, unintentionally. And I'm kind of embarrassed by it, actually. Because it's something that I do subconsciously. But I think, from an outsider perspective, you'd be like, oh, this guy's a bit of a wanker.
Yeah. Like, you're that guy that does, like, a gap year in Ireland and comes back with an Irish accent. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it just happened.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But no, I think not necessarily in prettiness. I mean, it's just to differentiate people. Yeah. I think it'd be like, you know, in America, because, you know, of what they are now, like, more, you know, more wealth in general in the country or whatever. It's that would be easy. Like a good accent. People with any other accent. And I think you would actually also break it down to, like, in different areas.
Yeah.
Of, you know, like, in Australia, you would... And you can sort of tell the difference between South Australian people and Victorian people and stuff like that. But I think it would just become more prominent.
Yeah.
As like a, ugh, you're from South Australia. God.
Well, we're like that now.
Yeah. I mean, I hate South Australians. Except for the listeners
that are
from South Australia. You guys are all right.
We love them.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they're kind of above the rest.
Exactly. Because they're listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, they're friends and family.
No, yeah.
Anyway. All right, that's what I think. But now, it's time for Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
So, which question do you have for Gambay?
No, I have one from Jason.
Okay.
But before I get to this,
yeah,
I want to say I was actually on Reddit today.
Whoa!
And I went onto an AMA with Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that one come up.
I didn't want to say he didn't want to do it because his answers are so short.
I actually...
Single sentence answers for everything. Oh, what was it like becoming a character again in Trainspotting 2? Was it hard? No, not really. Like, nothing. Yeah. He's giving him nothing.
I think I am actually not a fan of AMAs in general. I think when there's a AMA, might be with an interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, like, one good question in, you know, 100. And they might give an interesting answer or whatever. But to me, it's just mostly just fluff and, like, useless. I was like, man, if I had a one-on-one conversation with this person, I'd be way more interested in all the other stuff they're doing rather than just, like, yeah, what's your favorite fruit?
And that's the thing. Like, obviously, Fox, the company that made Trainspotting, you've been like, you go on, you answer questions about Trainspotting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a lot of Star Wars questions, and none of them were answered.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. A lot of the AMAs are sponsored, and it's like trying to get, you know, some sort of publicity for whatever they're doing. But, yeah, I think most of the time they're great. But anyway.
Check out this for a segue.
Okay.
Jason wants to know, what was a movie you were really excited for and were ultimately disappointed in?
Okay. But we've sort of spoken about this before. Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, yeah. So I think
we'll ignore that one.
What I was about to bring up, I think we should ignore Batman vs. Superman as like a given. People were kind of disappointed by it.
Yeah.
And I think also, for me, more so, I'm going to ignore the Star Wars prequels.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
They're not good.
Yeah.
But everyone rags on those.
Yeah.
So mine...
Yeah.
And this would have been a real weird thing to say a year ago, but now it's kind of all right again. But I was a huge M. Night Shyamalan fan when I was younger. And I loved Sixth Sense, I loved Unbreakable, I loved Signed. Mine was The Village. Do you remember The Village?
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I know the entire story because... Yeah.
But more so even than The Village, did you ever see a movie called The Happening?
No, but again, I know all about that too. Yeah,
it's next level. How terrible it was. Crazy bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was still such a huge fan at that point. Yeah. I took my girlfriend at the time being like, oh, opening day, like, oh, that makes that news. Yeah. Yeah. This is happening. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a crock of shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty disappointing. Yeah.
It still annoys me now.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It was like 10 years ago. It still annoys me.
You need them to like, you need them to re-release another movie called The Happening.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Offset. Could be totally different story, yeah, but just so that if anybody mentions it, we're like, I'm going to assume you're talking about the good one. I don't really know, actually. I think because I can't really think of a great answer right now,
uh-huh,
I'm going to say maybe number 2 or 3 of The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Because
yeah,
I love The Matrix.
Yeah.
I even got into the Animatrix.
Yeah.
The animated Matrix series, which was just like a whole bunch of short stories of within the same universe, you know. And it was really interesting, and I love the concept, and I think it's so cool. But I think that they sort of... I think their idea overall was still okay, but they tried to put too much action-y stuff in it that it kind of ruined it, because the story of it overall, I think, was really, you know, cool. Like, it's just such an amazing concept. Yeah. And I'd love them to just kind of... it's actually one of those ones, right, where I wouldn't be upset if in a few years' time they remake the series.
I totally agree.
And they still play on the same idea, but yep, maybe explore different elements a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
Because essentially what it is the sequels are just like a really wasted great premise.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, that's
like
right.
They just explored the bits that no one really wanted to know about, and all the really interesting bits they seem to ignore.
Yeah, that's right. It's like they just wanted to... That they wanted to show how vast the ideas were that they came up with, that they kind of lost a bit of the interesting side of it.
Yeah, I guess. No, I think that's good.
But it was cool.
Matrix,
I still kind of liked it, though, anyway, because, like, even though it sort of ruined it, I mean, I don't know. I sort of liked it, but I was just disappointed it wasn't
I've never seen the third one. I've seen the second one. Which is the one that ends with him talking to the guy in the room with all the TVs.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
The architect.
I remember I was like 14 or 15 watching it, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
The other one, he was finding the guy in the train station. Yeah. What's this guy talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
The scene is going so long. But
I kind of want to watch this again, just by the way, as we're talking about it. Like, man, I need to see The Matrix again.
Every time I say to people, oh yeah, I've never seen the third one, everyone's answer universally is, oh, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, it's going to deter me from ever seeing it. But you're right, because the first one is so great.
I think the third one was better than the second, I think, from my vague memory.
I'll probably just take your word for it, never watch it.
Yeah. No, only because I think it kind of got a little bit more back to basic and the idea between the real world and the Matrix. Yeah. I don't know. I think there was some... Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Better premise in the third one. I can't remember.
Anyway, that's what Jason wanted to know.
Okay. Well, guess who I have a question from?
Oh, it would be Mitch, would it?
It would be Mitch.
Well, we're making our way through Mitch's questions for people that have just joined in. I know. He sent through a laundry list.
Only 385 more questions to go. Okay, so his question was, you can replace the original actor/actress for one scene in any movie with Samuel L. Jackson and have every other character play out that scene as originally scripted.
Yeah.
Which character, what scene, and why? Can I remove the scene thing? Or maybe, if you have a particular scene, that's fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, top of my head.
Yeah, I'm going to go recent.
Okay.
Yep. The scene that everyone was going nuts for in Les Mis with what's her name? She was Catwoman. Anne Hathaway. You know, I dreamed a little dream of... And she's crying and she's bold and she...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put Samuel Jackson in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that would be pretty funny.
He's easy as getting cut off.
Yeah, singing about life as a prostitute. Oh. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, come to think of it, there'd be a lot of funny ones that you could put Samuel L. Jackson in. I mean, that's even what I'm going for. Beauty and the Beast. If you had him as Beauty, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be good.
I think, but the one that I was thinking of anyway was actually Harry Potter.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I think the idea of Samuel L. Jackson being Harry Potter, and if we're thinking of a scene specifically, I think in the first one, when they're on the train and Hermione fixes his glasses.
Yeah.
I could just imagine this happening with Samuel L. Jackson, grown man.
Yeah. Like so much taller than the kids on the train.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She fixes his glasses and he just takes them off and goes, shit.
Now, you know what I think is he would be great as in Harry Potter is as Snape.
Yeah, that's true. That'd
instead
be
of
good.
Snape being a real slimy guy, he's just a real cool motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, take away his like school garbs and he's wearing like his Shaft long leather trench coat.
Yeah, that's right. And I could see him giving like still telling Harry off as if he was doing one of the monologues in Pulp Fiction or something. Yeah. You know, where he's getting really angry at the guy.
Because the difference would be Alan Rickman is always very slow going, Harry Potter. But he'd be like, Harry Potter! Because he's such a loud, bombastic guy.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe if you had, again, Pulp Fiction, but he takes John Travolta's role as
but,
well.
He's still Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, it's just two versions.
Yeah, that'd be good. What if he was the guy he was shooting in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, that's right.
When he's like, say what again? And he's talking to himself as the stumbling guy. But he's not stumbling anyway. He's yelling back.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I want to see more Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Speaking of, I saw Kong Skull Island.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What was it like?
No.
Yeah. If you could put...
It's not good.
If you could change most of the actors to Samuel L. Jackson,
he'd
would it make it better?
He'd be great as Kong.
Yeah, that's true.
Come to think of it. Yeah.
That'd be good. But still just his regular size.
Yeah. Because it'd be really weird because there's a scene in the movie where Samuel L. Jackson stares down Kong. He should be looking at himself.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know, really cheap monkey suit. Yeah, people are like, he's such a good actor, you forget. You forget that it's just him in a monkey suit.
Yeah. Give him the category award.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was it.
Yeah.
Canberra. What? For another episode.
What?
That was over in...
But I'm just getting comfortable now.
Really? We've been going for like an hour, 20 minutes.
Oh, let's finish.
Yeah,
oh,
goddamn. Okay. Thanks for writing in, guys.
Yes,
if you'd like to write in, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast. I feel like I said that wrong. Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast.
Yeah.
At gmail.com, at Facebook, and at Twitter. And you can write into us whatever you like. Ask us a question.
Yep.
You could also answer some of the questions we had.
Yep.
What's the hip thing that made you realize you weren't with it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tell us that.
Maybe it's podcast.
Know. Maybe it's this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not with it anymore.
This is what people like.
Stop listening.
Well, all of those things you've said are true, Nelson.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just fact-checking you.
Okay, cool. Good. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week and read
catch
you later.
Next week. Oh,